on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, let's get to the tears, y'all. You've waited all week for this, and Jess has been
crying
them out. Okay, she's been just out here crying
for you. Just for you.
Friday Cry Day works like this. If you're new, Jess is a sensitive person, and she cries for a lot of reasons. She cries when she's happy. She cries when she's sad. She cries when she's mad. She cries when she's joyous. She just cries, all right? So at the end of the week, what we do is we come on here, and Jess tells you three stories of why she may have potentially cried as a sensitive person. And the game here is you're going to try to guess out of these three stories what the real cry is for the week, all right? So think of it as like two lies and a truth. Cry edition, okay? If you get it right this week, you win a prize. The prize is what, Jess?
20 Maryland Lottery instant scratch-offs.
Let's get to the tears with Friday Cry Day. Story number one.
Story number one. So I had a very devastating realization this week. One of my favorite, like, YouTubers from back in the day / current comedian was actually in Baltimore. His name is Noel Miller, and he did a show here, and I had no idea. And I was just like scrolling, minding my business, when I saw a post about his stand-up tour, and that's when it hit me that he wasn't coming here. He had already been here, and I completely missed it. And I was like, wait, I could have been there. Here I am probably at home watching him on YouTube, and I literally could have been seeing him in real life.
It's always the worst. You find out like 2 days later, your favorite, like, whoever, concert was just in town.
And that made me cry. I was super sad.
Okay, story number two.
So out of nowhere this week, I get a random text from my best friend, Mary. We've been best friends since we were like 15. There's no context. There's no buildup. She just sends me this message. Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm coming out to visit you in September. And I was like, huh?
Oh, wow.
Like the rest of my family, Mary and all my loved ones live in California. And she's a teacher. She's super busy. Like, it's obviously really hard for us to get together. And there was just like no heads up. She was just like, these are the dates that I'm coming. Like, does this work for you? I'm coming to see you. And I was just so shook and taken back and surprised that I just started crying
because
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like not expecting that at all. Like, literally, like, we hadn't been talking about that whatsoever.
Seems suspicious, though, doesn't it?
No.
I'd be like, why are you coming, though?
Like, no, honestly, like, low-key kind of on brand for her.
Okay,
she's like, hey,
okay, all right.
coming.
Friend drops in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Story number three.
Story number three. So my husband, Garage Boy, and I have this tradition. When an artist that we both love drops new music, we listen to it together and we'll, like, break down, like, literally, like, watch the lyrics on the screen on our TV. We, like, break it down and we, like, geek out over music all the time, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Ariana Grande released her deluxe album, and like, we both are obsessed with Ariana Grande. So when I go home, I'm expecting for both of us to be like all up in this, and it's playing, and I'm like noticing that he's not having as many reactions as me. There's no gasp of like, what did she just say about Dalton? Like, there's nothing. And I was like, yo, what's up? And
he's
goes, I listened to this already on my way to work.
No.
And I was like, what the hell did you just say to me? What are you talking about? And he was like, I'm sorry. I could not wait. And I was like, betrayal again. And I cried.
That's bad.
Dude.
I can't even, like, and listen, I usually stand up for Garage Boy. Y'all know that. Y'all know I ride hard for Garage.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I got nothing. That's the ultimate betrayal.
It was mean. It was hurt. It was literally.
I'm going
hurtful.
That one. I bet all my money in the world on that.
Mm-mm-mm.
What's the real cry, y'all? Which one do you think it is? Katie and Joppa, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
What story is the real cry, you think?
I'm torn, but I'm going to go with story number two, just because best friend, you know?
It's a solid guess. Now, why'd you go that one?
My friend actually just recently did this to me, too. And it's just nice to know that they, like, want to come and visit.
Wait, really? You know? It was just, like, a surprise?
Live now.
It was a surprise to you, like, out of nowhere?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen each other for over a year. And she just I think I'm going to, there's good flights. I'm going to try to come up this weekend. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so nice. I'm going to cry for you. I'm happy for you.
The friends are friending. Jess, had a real cry this week?
No, I totally cried.
There you go.
Oh, I totally cried. Yes. Congratulations. You are the winner. And here's the thing why I think I also cried is because like there's a 3-hour time difference. So she sent the text. I think it was like 9:30 or 10 o'clock our time here. So I was already asleep. And I woke up to that. And she's like, hey, I'm coming to see you on September, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what? Oh, like, that was like the first thing I saw when I woke up. And I just started crying.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Really and I'm happy for you, Katie. I hope you and your bestie have so much fun.
Friends are friending right now, right? The friends are friending. It really worked out well. Well, congratulations, y'all. We call that Friday Cry Day. And we're going to play it again same time next week on Mix.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.